Okay, welcome to Indoor Cycling. I'm Brooke, your certified spinning instructor and your virtual coach for today's class. This workout can be done on a traditional indoor cycling or spinning bike, or it can be done on an electronic recumbent or upright bike. If you're using a recumbent bike, you will not execute the out-of-saddle drills. Stay down in the seat. To set your bike up, position the seat height to where when you stand next to the unit, the seat height measures the top of your hip bone. The most common mistake among riders is riding with the seat too low. We'd never want you to lock out fully at your knee when you're riding on the bike. We want a soft bend at the bottom of the revolution when you're sitting and riding the bike. Go ahead and jump on your bike. Try a couple of revolutions to be sure you measured your seat height properly. Another measurement we need to assess is your fore-aft position. When sitting on the widest part of the saddle, adjust your seat forward or backward. Where two, when the front pedal is parallel to the ground, there's a straight line from your knee to your ankle, and that line is perfectly perpendicular to the ground or the ceiling. Be sure that if you have long shoelaces, those laces are tucked into the cage, and the cage is snug around your sneaker. Turn your resistance knob or your resistance lever just enough to where you feel real road resistance, as if you're riding on a fixed gear bike on the real road outside, and you just feel that real road resistance underneath you. Let's get started. Our warm-up is intended to increase your core body temperature and prepare you for workout. During our cycling warm-up, you want to be sure you're keeping your shoulders down and relaxed, lengthen through your neck, and take deep cleansing breaths in through the nose, and then slowly out through the mouth. Our speed in cycling classes always stays within the parameters of 60 to 110 revolutions per minute. During the warm-up, you're probably somewhere between 85 and 95 revolutions per minute. Again, you have enough resistance on that bike to where it doesn't feel like the bike is riding you. You're in charge of this unit. Enough tension to where you're guiding the bike down the road on a flat road. If you feel like the flywheel is taking off without your control, that's a good indication that you need a tidbit more resistance on the bike. At this point, your hands are likely resting on the handlebars. Go ahead and release the hands from the bars. Sit up straight and tall. I'm going to warm you up through your upper body and relax your upper body muscles. Roll your shoulders backwards. Big circles with those shoulders and let your elbows follow. Reverse the direction, circling forward. Take your right arm, cross the right arm across the chest. Left hand touches right above or right below that elbow. Feel the good shoulder stretch. Switch arms. Bend at your right elbow. Take your left hand around the right elbow and bring the right elbow behind your head. Good tricep stretch. In a tricep stretch, you want to pull that arm back, not over. Switch left. Release the arms. Just turn your head to the side where your right ear drops down towards your right shoulder. Feel a little stretch through your trapezius, your upper back. If you'd like, you can bring the hand around to have a little deeper stretch there through the traps. Head comes up to center and drop to the other side. Again, optional, bringing the hand over for a little deeper stretch. Head and neck up in neutral. Hands come back to the handlebars. Ride it on out. Continue this warm-up. Our upper body stretches are just to relax you through the upper body. Keep in mind that indoor cycling workouts are lower body workouts. Your upper body really isn't going to work during this exercise. It's not a full body workout. It's a lower body blast. The only muscle in your upper body that's really pumping is that heart. You're starting to feel a little bit warm here. Maybe raise your speed just a hair. I don't want you to work too hard here during the warm-up. Save your juice for the workout that's to follow. As you get more conditioned, you'll notice that it's easier to get your heart rate down after getting it very high. If it's your first time back to exercise after a little fitness hiatus, it's going to be very easy to get the heart rate up, and it'll take you a while to get it back down. Indoor cycling is an interval training workout. So we're working on getting the heart rate up, bringing it down, peaking it back up again, and then lowering down. It's one heck of a ride. Next drill beyond our warm-up is called jumps. If you need a little bit longer to get that heart rate up and prepare your body for exercise, stick to your warm-up. Otherwise, let's start lifting the intensity. Find your resistance knob, add a little bit more tension to where when we come out of saddle, when we lift your body up out of the seat, there's enough resistance on that flywheel that bike's not going to take off without your control. Take a deep breath. Push your body weight out of the saddle. Jogging in standing position. Your hands are very light on the handlebars. Be sure when we transition out of the saddle, you push with the legs instead of pulling with the arms. Down to saddle, slowly lower down, contract your glutes as you lower down to the seat. Maintain a steady pace. Once again, transfer up out of saddle. Try to cycle on the beat of music. Hit, hit, hit. Relax those shoulders. Slowly lower down to the saddle. Ready for faster jumps? Pump yourself up. Because in four, we're going out of saddle and down. Let's go up. And down. Lift up. Lower down. Stay down here in the saddle. Don't get too comfortable here because you know we're coming back up. Right now, out of saddle. Take it down. Push up. Push with those legs. Hands light on the handlebars. Little faster. Down. Up. Down. Up. Lower. And lift. Lower. Lift. Hold it up. Hold it here out of saddle. Just jogging out. You don't want to bounce excessively. You should feel the nose of the saddle nudging your rear end as you come around. You're shifting your hips just slightly side to side as you jog. Do you need to tweak your resistance a little bit? Remember, you're riding this bike. It's not riding you. Back to faster jumps. down to saddle. Go. And up. Down. Up. Lower. And lift. Lower. Lift. Down to saddle. Hold it. Go. Out of saddle, fire, go. Almost there, and I'd like you to reach down and add significantly more resistance. Continue turning that resistance knob to your right as we're going to climb a vindicated hill. That resistance is heavy, heavy. You feel like you have mud on your tires, and we're trekking through this treacherous terrain. The slowest we'll ever ride in a safe spinning class is 60 revolutions per minute, which means every second you get through one full revolution. The tension is tough. However, when the chorus picks up in this song, you're going to give it all you've got and sprint up the hill. Not yet, but so you know what's coming. Deep breath. Sprint. Stay down here in saddle, but give it all you've got. It's just a 22-second sprint. You're almost there. And back off on speed. Again, every second, one full revolution, no slower than 60 RPM. Ready for sprint number two? Leave it out if not. Otherwise, go. That one was 3 seconds longer than our first sprint. Our final one is the shortest sprint, only 20 seconds. If you're completely spent, that's cool. You'll leave out the third sprint. Otherwise, you have one more left, a little bit of juice left, to sprint you to the top of the hill. It's not coming yet, but it's right around the corner. Deep breath and go. Lay it all out on the road. Every last inch that you can give. Go for it. Imagine yourself in a real road race. If you give an inch, they'll take a mile. Give it all you've got. Now back off. So back to comfortable speed. Awesome job. Unfortunately, our hill work is not over yet. Please reach down and add a little bit more resistance. That's right, a little more than what you're at right now. And I challenge you to try to maintain 60 RPM. If you're cycling on the beat of this music, you're at 60 revolutions per minute. This drill is called resistance loading. As we add more tension, I'd like you to maintain a steady cadence so your rhythm does not change, although the resistance does. What that means is your heart rate will continue to go up as the song progresses. When you come to a point you can't add any more resistance and maintain the speed, That's when you transfer out of saddle and use your body weight to help press the pedals down. A little more tension right here. Here's your first increase. We still have two more. The intensity right here is trying but not dying. Feel that heavy downbeat and ride to it. Are you ready? Find that resistance knob, turn it up. Maintain the steady speed. Depending on what bike you're on, your resistance knob might actually be a resistance lever. To adjust that up or down, depending on which way the tension goes on your bike. If you're on an electronic bike, a recumbent or an upright electronic bike, you'll just hold that positive on your electric keypad.
I like this part.
Are you ready for our final resistance increase? Let's sustain it for 1 minute. Up your tension. Ready? Maintain 1 minute right here. Totally fine if you're outside of the saddle and you're using your hips shifting side to side. It's a gentle shift to where you feel like the bottom of your rear end is nudging the nose of the saddle as you ride. So you're hovering right over that seat. If you're out of saddle, your arms are long and strong. So barely bending that elbow, pulling back against the handlebars. Give me 15 more good seconds. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And release that tension. Great job. Unload to a comfortable road resistance. Catch your breath, hydrate, towel down. Take as long as you need to recover. Again, if you're very conditioned, it's going to be quite easy to get the heart rate back down after having it quite high. If it's your first time back to exercise in a while, then take a little longer. Whenever you feel like you're recovered and you're ready for a little bit more, please add significant resistance back on to where you feel like you're on a flat road with a heavy headwind blowing against you. Inhale. And now pick up your speed. Hold this heavier speed. And slow back down to a comfortable speed for you. During this drill, we have 3 30-second speed pushes. You've gotten through one, two more. Again, the drills are optional. Leave out whatever you'd like to pass on. Take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and increase your speed. Everything else stays the same. Resistance stays steady, but speed comes up, which means heart rate shoots higher.
Living under your spotlight.
speed.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. What the hell do you think?
In a safe hill, we're somewhere in the range of 60 to 80 revolutions per minute. Let's try a cadence check here. Take your right hand directly over your right knee. When I say go, start counting your revolutions. When I say stop, don't stop spinning, just stop counting. Ready? Go. Stop. Your count should have been somewhere between 10 and 13 in order to be in that range of 60 to 80 revolutions per minute. If you were there, you're golden. However, let's go a little faster. Here, go. Back off on that speed and back off on that resistance. You've probably had it up to here with hills. Good news is, we're done with them for a while. So back off on that resistance to where you feel like you're on a flat road. Easy does it here. When I say go, you'll just touch the resistance up enough to where you can sprint and not feel like that flywheel's taken off without you. Go, turn it on, and sprint. Sprints are intended to take you to breathless, your absolute max. Back off. Take that resistance back off. Whatever you added, take it off. And find your comfortable speed again. Catching your breath, great time to towel down and get water. In between sprints, there will be three total sprints in this drill. The third one is the longest. That's not to say to save any energy. Find that resistance knob, add a little bit of tension, and sprint. Stay strong. Persevere. Back off. There's not a whole lot of recovery time between sprint 2 and sprint 3. If you need to, absolutely leave out this last one. But if you have some juice left to give, try to stay relaxed through the shoulders, push through the legs. Add that resistance back on and overcome it with speed. Go. If you decided to attack the third sprint, don't let loose on it yet. Make it all the way through the drill. You're so close. back off on speed. However, keep your resistance exactly where it was in that sprint. This drill is called cadence loading. Right now, you're at a comfortable speed. We will have 5 total increases in speed. I need to see a significant change in your cadence each time we have an interval change. Indoor cycling is not an easy workout. At least it's not intended to be an easy workout. You choose this program to take you to a higher level in human performance. It doesn't happen without effort. First increase right here, so a little bit faster in your speed. You went from comfortable, easy breezy walk in the park to slightly challenging but comfortable. This is over a 6-minute drill, so don't find yourself trapped in that overeager behavior, ready to move on and go fast real quick, because you will die out before it's done. Save your energy here. That's the best advice I can give you. Speed increase. Resistance stays the same throughout this entire drill, but we're going a little faster now. Still in your comfortable zone, but you're breathing a little bit heavier. The intensity here should feel like a very vigorous power walk, where you're just on the verge of a jog. Speed increase. This is your 3rd of 5 increases. All of a sudden, things are no longer comfortable. You're trying, but you're hanging in there like a champ. It's challenging speed for you, but you're all right. Your speed is somewhere between 80 and 110 revolutions per minute. Speed increase number 4 is coming up in 10 seconds. Be ready for it. This is where, if you're comparing it to a run, it would be a strong, hard run. Not quite a sprint though. Increase that speed. Please take your right hand directly over your right knee and do a cadence check. When I say go, start counting. When I say stop, stop counting. Just keep spinning. Go. Stop counting. Somewhere between 13 and 18. In a 10-second count, that translates to 80 to 110 revolutions per minute. You're there. It's a beautiful thing. It's right where we need you to be. You only have one more speed increase in this drill. This should push you to your absolute max during our final minute. If you'd like, you can feel free to come out of saddle and start getting some momentum out of saddle and then sitting down in the seat to continue out the drill. Strong inhale through the nose. Go for it. Fifth speed increase, all you've got. The ride will not be over after this drill, but you will have a 2.5 minute recovery before we progress into the harder stuff. Stay determined. With this drill, 25 more seconds. You should be breathless. Five, three, two, and back off. Take that resistance down, easy does it. Nice, great job. Take 2.5 minutes to take it easy. Just flush those legs out. This is an excellent time to grab that water bottle and take some quick small sips. Encourage you to take small sips versus big gulps so you don't feel that water heavy in your belly. You have up to 2.5 minutes to recover in this drill. However, if you recover faster than that, feel free to add a little bit more resistance back on so that we can get your heart rate back up. With interval training, we're able to take that red line, the line that you absolutely couldn't work any harder if you had to, and raise it to where your aerobic capacity is much greater than you ever thought possible. With time, what may be considered a sprint for you today may be your same pace for a strong run in the future, or a moderate run. Really relish this recovery, because after this, we have two challenging drills, and then you get a nice, soothing recovery. Please dial in the heaviest resistance that you've attacked today. Continue turning your resistance knob to the right. More. A little more. Transfer out of saddle. Grab the bull by its horn. So grab the ends of the handlebars with your hands and then pull your hips back, long and strong through the arms, very strong through the legs. It's extremely important here that you're not varying on your speed. You're sustaining a steady 60 revolution per minute ride for the entire duration of this song. let's check your speed. When we're out of saddle, I don't want to imbalance you by taking one hand off of the handlebars and touching over the knee with that. It's not necessary. Let's keep both hands on the handlebars, but with your right pedal, you're going to count each time that pedal comes down towards the ground. When I say go, start counting that right pedal. When I say stop, you know you keep spinning, you just stop counting. Ready? Go. He'd be the one that set the West in flames. And I heard him wreck it with the Crystal Method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like stop bleach, counting. Were you dead on at 10? Everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. Don't worry, we'll do another cadence check in this one. If you were a little bit slower than that, I'd like to challenge you to try to raise your speed without touching the resistance, without lightening your load. Just pick up your speed a little bit, just raise your intensity. If that's not possible, then of course you can lighten your resistance. The reason we stay so steady that 60 revolutions per minute is the slowest that we ride is because any heavier than that, if your load is heavier than that where you can't ride at least 60 revolutions per minute, you're overloading your joints, your knees, your hips, even your low back. Let's try another cadence check to be sure you're still hanging in there at 60 RPM. Ready? Go. Stop. Right at 10. That sets you perfectly at 60 RPM. You're a champ. Stay right there. Sustain the speed. A little bit longer. Keep in mind, this is your last hill of the day. Attack it with all your might. Come on, up that mountain on a fixed gear bike. The wind at your head, right into it. 3, 2, 1. Take your resistance to a flat road with a little bit of a headwind. We're going to be working sprints here, so you need a little bit of resistance to work against all the speed you'll be adding. Just a comfortable speed for right now, because in this drill, you get a little bit of time to decide, when is my chance to shine? When am I going to take off? If you go too soon, you'll die out before it's over. If you wait too late, you'll still have energy at the end of the drill. You have to decide, when can I take off that I'm going to absolutely be spent, like draining all the water out of a wet towel at the end, but I'm able to hold on to it, never having to let go of that speed that you start with. I'll let you know when you have 3.5 minutes left. Maybe you go then, let you know at the 3-minute mark. Maybe that's your time. You decide where your go point is. Right now, all is comfortable. Relax those shoulders long through your neck. Push through the legs at a comfortable speed. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Perhaps you take off. You may want to wait a little bit longer. When you do take off, it's not a jogger's pace or a run, even a strong run. It is a sprint, a fight to the finish. Three minutes to the end. I'm telling you, you don't want to start too soon. You don't want to die out. You may even decide, you know, I'm gonna wait till 1 minute left and then just fire for a whole minute. That's cool. you're still chilling and you're waiting for 2.5 minutes, here it's at 2.5 minutes right here. Two-minute countdown to the end. Absolutely wears you out. That's why we call it a sprint. One and a half minutes. One minute to go. Everybody's sprinting. If you started at that 3:30, are you kicking yourself? Are you like, heck no, I'm persevering. Hang in there, 30 more seconds. Three, two, and back off. Release your resistance for the last time. And finally, I don't even need you to put road resistance on there. Continue turning your resistance knob to the left to where it's kind of a carnival ride. The bike would ride you. You're having to exert very little effort to spin those pedals. Let's take a posture break. Release your hands from the handlebars. Sit up straight and tall. Drop your arms down by your sides and just spin slow and easy. Reach behind your back, interlock your fingers. Take your right hand into your left, your left hand into your right, and puff your chest tall and proud. Feel that good stretch through the front of the shoulder and through the chest. And let's reverse that. Interlock your fingers to the front or just grab one wrist and round like an angry cat. Feel that good stretch in the upper back here. Hands rest easy on the handlebars and just ride it out. Breathing easy, relishing the recovery. Feel free to continue riding it out whenever you're ready. You feel recovered. Your heart rate's down to just about what it was at when you came and started this workout. You'll release your feet from the cages and step to the right side of the bike. Take your foot onto the base of the bike or all the way up to your seat, and then flex forward at your hips with a flat back for a good hamstring stretch. Round your back up, grab the shoe, pull it back. Your knees are close together and your heel is back towards your rear end. Feel the good stretch through your quadriceps on the right. Release the right leg. Left foot comes to the base of the bike or to the seat. Flex forward at the hips. Again, maintain flat back posture. Try not to bounce here. Hold static stretches. Round your back up. Grab at the ankles or the shoe and pull that leg back. Your shoe is into your rear end. Your knees are close together. Feel a stretch through the front of the thigh. Release. Travel towards the front of your bike where you can grab the two handlebars. Cross your right ankle over your left knee and sit back like you're sitting into a chair. This is a good IT band stretch. Feel the stretch there on the side of your rear end running all the way down the thigh. Be sure you're not pulling the bike down with you. And release, switch legs. On up to standing and press the balls of both of your feet into the bike. So you're dorsiflexing those feet and then pull the weight of your body in towards the handlebars. Little calf stretch. Step away from the bike. Inhale as you reach your hands up to the sky. Exhale as you lower down, hands on the thighs. Lower down through a little semi-squat. And then round your back up slowly, stacking each vertebra one at a time as you come all the way up. Raise your neck and raise your head. Take one final breath. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Fantastic job today. We'll see you in the next workout.